This is Dr. Chris's radio show here at PAX East 2024. This recorded interview with the Chodo brothers behind Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Critters, and a bunch of other cool stuff like Pee Wee's Big Adventure and Elf, which I completely forgot about. Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Hey, Dr. Chris. I'm Charlie Kyoto.
Hey, Stevie Kyoto. Hey there.
Edward Kyoto. How you doing?
The Kyoto brothers. Do you guys get both versions when people say it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your involvement with the development of the video game, if any?
Well, we're executive producers on the game.
Cool.
Creative consultants.
Yeah, working with Elphonic on just making sure the clowns look like clowns. The clowns do clowny things.
And the gameplay is not just too violent, it's actually fun and violent.
Do you guys share this like with MGM, right? It's like a joint partnership or something. Someone explain it to me.
MGM controls the rights to the project, but they see us as valuable collaborators, so we get involved in just about everything.
Are you guys happy for that 4K release coming out soon? Scream Factory?
Absolutely. Yeah, it should look beautiful.
That looks amazing. And there's toys coming out, action figures.
There are tons of merchandising coming out. Spirit Halloween, Funko.
Yeah, that Gatling gun with the popcorn, that was amazing. Last year.
There's some amazing, and Fright Rags, a bunch of other t-shirt companies. Just amazing.
When you guys are not making movies, what are you doing?
Thinking about making movies.
Yeah. Planning on making movies.
Watching movies.
Of every project you've done, what is your favorite? You can't say Killer Clowns because it's right here behind you.
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Alien Xmas on Netflix, a holiday special.
Yeah, you know what, I gotta say that Killer Clowns is my favorite because it's the closest, but you know what, I enjoyed working with Matt and Trey on Team America.
That's a fun movie. That's a fun movie. We need a political satire movie like that today, yeah. Especially today's hot, overly political, divided country.
They're not going to be doing Team America 2, though.
No, but we need something like that. We definitely need something like that. My favorite's always going to be the Critters. I was introduced to that before I ever saw Killer Clowns, and I was like, this is amazing. I don't know what this is. I think I was 11 years old when I saw it.
That's a good time to see that movie.
Yeah. Were you guys involved with that fifth one, the one that was like a compilation short film?
No, we were not.
Oh.
That was a...
Actually, we were in deep conversation with them about doing it, but it just did not work out financially. And
Doing it in Canada, right?
Yeah, they ended up doing it in Canada, so...
And we thought it was best to kind of pass the baton to another group of special effects guys who would kind of give it a different spin.
Gotcha. So that's cool. Good pun intended. The Critter Ball must be the biggest thing you've ever worked on, right? Because it's so huge, right? That was a real effect.
It was 10-foot diameter.
Yeah.
We got some big things. We did the 10-foot Critter Ball, but then we also did a 15-foot mechanical rat for a movie that nobody's ever seen.
What's the name of the movie?
Radioactive Dreams.
So it never came out?
No, it came out. Nobody ever saw it.
Well, it came out, but they cut... The climax had a rat bursting through the underground with a woman in its mouth, and they cut that out of the movie. So our rat is just like a cameo.
When you guys are watching a movie with any kind of effects, especially today where they're not using stop motion or any kind of real practical effects, do you guys try and disconnect yourself from the movie as creators to not go, what are they doing?
Any movie I watch today, I just try and disassociate myself with as a filmmaker. I try and watch the movie they're giving me. And if it's entertaining and engaging, I watch the movie. If it starts losing me character plot-wise, then I start looking at like the technical stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, it's a bag of tricks, special effects. You use what makes the character come to life. You know, what you do is whatever you have. It is all about story and character. It's not always about effects. Although some movies, you know, like the effects steal the show.
Is there a movie that you guys passed on that you wish you had done the effects for?
Oppenheimer.
Godzilla Minus One.
No, we didn't pass on anything. The ones that we didn't pass on them. We lost them. We lost them to other companies that were bidding it.
Have you ever been offered like a kaiju film to work on?
Actually, before Matt and Trey did Team America, they were working on a kaiju movie.
Really? Yeah.
And it didn't ever happen.
Oh,
we were going to work with them on that. That would have been so much fun.
Well, that was that they were going to do their take on, you know, they did their take on those action movies with Team America, and then they wanted to do the Japanese movies. They also were parodying, they saw Gerry Anderson's Stingray and Thunderbirds, and so that's where Team America came from, too. It was a parody of Gerry Anderson. Super Marination, yeah.
Personally, what is your favorite movie? And it doesn't have to be horror. It can be anything.
Oh, jeez.
I'll tell you mine. It's 12 Angry Men. It's not a horror movie, but it's a great courtroom drama.
Peter Fonda?
Yeah, the original. It's on Criterion Collection.
Beautiful direction.
Yeah.
For me, King Kong, the original black and white version.
Yeah?
Inspired me as a young child, and that's been my, you know, mantra.
Yeah, the movie that showed me what cinema could be, 2001 A Space Odyssey.
You know what? My all-time favorite, favorite fantasy film is Mighty Joe Young, 1949, Willis O'Brien and Ray Harryhausen collaboration.
Do you guys ever have conflicts working together, being brothers?
No.
No?
No, it's very late.
Oh, yeah.
You've never had any kind of, like you guys were in the office, you were working, trying to get something done?
Not a one.
Really? Wow, that's fantastic.
No. I can't remember what.
Are you collectors yourself of stuff and things? People collect. I mean, you're wearing a shirt that collectors would wear. Do you collect stuff yourself?
No, I don't.
That's good.
No,
I have a pretty specific collection of. My clown's collection is growing just because there's so much great merch. But like outside of that, it's very specific things I like, pretty obscure things like Iron Giant and
that's cool.
You know, just the things that I like.
I love seeing the Iron Giant. What was it? Ready Player One. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun to see.
I have an extensive collection of old toys from about 30 years ago when they were doing the Todd McFarlane, the Spawn series,
oh, yeah,
and stuff like that. So I have a lot of toys that I like. Not necessarily they were collectible. I like them as art pieces.
Right.
So I hung them in my office as inspiration, you know, and characters, and you know, to see what they were doing. If I needed to do a robot, I'd look at some of the McFarlane robots and get some ideas and stuff. I surrounded myself with just visual, you know, aids.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest fan experience you've ever had at a con?
It just came back to haunt us.
Yeah.
We autographed a woman's back, and she had it tattooed on herself.
Everyone says that. Like they're like, whoa.
I mean, that's quite the tribute.
The mom asked us once to she asked us to sign her daughter's lower back.
Oh my God! How old was the daughter?
Teenager.
Oh, jeez. I think Robert Englund, if you get his signature tattooed on you, he'll sign you for free. Because you're going to have it permanently inked in you, and you can't hawk it on eBay or something.
Yeah, exactly.
That's funny.
No, fans are great. You know, so, yeah, it's always people watching. It's always entertaining for us, meeting different type of personalities and stuff.
When's the game coming out, do you know?
June 4th.
June 4th. Awesome.
If you pre-order it, not only pre-order it and then you get the deluxe edition, you'll get a 1 week early access and Mike and Debbie skins.
Fantastic. Cool. Awesome. Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming on the show. Can I get a soundbite from you guys introducing my radio show?
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah, sure. What's it called again?
Radio of Horror. So you could, one of you could say it, all three of you could say it. I don't know how you want to do it. Say you're, this is the, say you're the Kyoto Brothers, you're listening to Radio of Horror.
Radio of Horror. Okay, well, here's the Kyoto Brothers talking to you.
And we're listening to...
The Radio...
of Horror.
The Radio of Horror.
Okay, do it again.